Everyone, this is Brittany Bruce's podcast. I hope you guys have had a wonderful week so far. Today I'm going to be talking about faith. In Hebrews 11 verse 1, it says that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence not seen. So here's our journey of faith. We have to realize that we don't have to see the miracle before we start thanking God for the miracle. And that's where we get stuck, a lot of us. We want to see the miracle. We want to see the breakthrough before we praise God. But here's the thing. That's not faith. Faith is calling those things as though they are. Faith is believing the impossible. Faith is putting aside your fear and trusting God. And I do believe we need to trust God in our circumstances. We need to trust God in the good times and the bad times. And I feel like a lot of times we get stretched in this area because God wants to make sure that we are totally reliant upon Him and nothing else. Because when we become reliant on other people for our breakthrough and we rely on ourselves, we're missing the point of what faith's all about. Faith is a journey. It's the most simplest thing I can say. Faith is a journey. Meaning, it's going to take time to develop. Even the great people in the Bible didn't just have great faith right away. As you see in the scriptures and everything, they had to have an experience or an encounter with God that would help them to realize God's attributes. Because see, when we're dealing with faith, we have to remind ourselves who God is. It's not enough just to know the scriptures. That's good. But we have to believe it and apply it to our everyday lives. And I do believe we will have those times where we're being stretched in our faith. Which those are good seasons. Those are good seasons. Because God has to test our faith because He has to see what we have more dependence on. If it's Him, if it's ourselves, He has to test that sometimes. And He doesn't want us to lean on our own understanding. I'm going to give you some wisdom here. When we're leaning on our own understanding, we're not leaning on God. That's why He doesn't want us to lean on our own understanding. Because when we're leaning on our own understanding, we get confused. God doesn't want His children to be confused. And the only way we cannot be confused is when we lean upon Him and His strength, His might, not ours. Trusting God is a journey. And I feel like that's something we will constantly be learning how to do on this earth. You can totally disagree with me, that's fine. But last time I checked, we do not have our perfect bodies yet. So we're still learning. We're still growing into what He has called us to be. Faith. Faith basically puts your vision that God put in you to action. That is what faith is. Faith is believing the impossible can happen. Faith believes change is coming, you know? Faith doesn't hesitate. Fear hesitates. And a lot of times, we don't realize, I mean, they say this a lot at my church. Faith is spelled R-I-K-S. And I feel like that truly is the best way to sum up faith. It's a risk. You got to trust the Holy Spirit. I mean, if you don't think faith is a risk, do a deep study on the men and women of the Bible. They had to take risk. I mean, look at Esther. She had to take a risk, and she had to believe God that she wouldn't die when she went before the king with her petition. And I do believe this. I do believe that faith, we cannot have faith without intimacy and relationship with God. Because here's the thing. If you don't really know someone, it's kind of hard to believe their character. It's kind of hard to put your trust in them. Right? That's just a natural. It's the same way with God. If we don't really know Him, we don't take the time to be a good student, to study His Word, we're not going to nurture our faith. And the thing is, I do believe we have to nurture our faith. Because without faith, we don't have hope. And without hope, we die. Because we need hope to live. Hope is the thing that sustains us. Because hope gives your life vision, it gives your life meaning and purpose. We need hope. Hope is believing what God said can happen, even though you have no idea how it's going to happen. You can't have hope without having faith. Because those two are like married. I hope this encouraged you, and I hope that this challenged you. Because if these podcasts don't challenge, they're just worthless. Because they need a challenge. I love you guys.